a Belfast pub chain has come under fire for one of its poster campaigns. The Filthy Quarter, promoting its strip back open mic night at Filthy McNasty's on the Dublin Road, uses a picture of two naked women showing their bare bums, holding a guitar with a caption "strip back" printed across it. So is this simple sexism or an advertising campaign taken the wrong way? The feminist commentator, Sarah Wright. Morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. The glamour model, Laura Lacole. Morning, Laura.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Sarah, what do you think?
Stephen, I mean, we are bombarded constantly with these images in Belfast, across the world. And, I mean, they're not selling sex. They're selling sexual objectification of women and dehumanising women. And it's just not acceptable. If we want to promote gender equality in Northern Ireland...
It's a couple of bare bums.
Yeah, you're saying that, but, I mean, it's using women. I mean, I don't understand what naked women have anything to do with this event. It's an event, I'm assuming, to encourage women to perform. And I can't imagine many female performers and artists that would be happy with that representation.
Yeah, but sex sells, Sarah, doesn't it? Sex sells.
Stephen, if we had the penises all over the place in the same places as we have boobs and all the rest, if we didn't have a history of oppression of women, then sex would sell. But it doesn't. It's the objectification of women that sells, and that's exactly what this club are attempting to do.
If it was two men and their bums, would you be objecting?
Well, I don't see how changing it to men would make any difference. You know, it's still objectification, and it ignores the historical and societal context. You know, gender equality in our society disadvantages women, and our bodies are central to that struggle for freedom from violence, freedom to choose, and freedom from being judged by our appearance.
Laura?
And, you know,
I don't see how semi-nude bodies are in any way offensive or degrade or objectify women. It's normal to have a nude body. I think the reason
absolutely,
why
there is no, issue. There is no issue with nude bodies.
If you didn't see the relevance of it, it's called strip back, so that's why there's a picture, which is a play on words of somebody who's stripping off.
I understand what they're attempting to do here.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's someone posted up a picture last night of a completely non-sexist, non-degrading image, which was a stripped back guitar, you know, which doesn't, you know, it makes a clear message to women performers as well.
I don't think it's unacceptable. It's like, I understand there are alternatives, but I don't see that that's not acceptable. I also don't see how it's sexist just because it's women in the picture. It's okay to have isolated images of women nude. It's okay to have isolated images of men nude without accompaniment with the other sex together. It's a bit ridiculous if you think that, well, if there's women on it, there needs to be men as well, or vice versa. Then everything advertising, everything, all types of imagery, it gets ridiculous. It's okay to have just women on it, and it's a play on words. It's a slight bit of humour. Obviously, some people are finding.
I personally don't see about degrading women and commodifying them, you know, to sell something, and they're trying to sell drink and they're trying to sell, you know, the event. I don't see what's funny about seeing women as merely sex objects. And if, you know, if women are choosing...
No, women aren't merely sex objects. Women are sex objects. Men are sex objects. We're also people. It's a part of who we are.
This type of advertising ignores the fact that women are people.
Who on earth looks at a picture of somebody nude and ignores the fact that it's a person? It's the point that they are a person that's attractive, that they're nude. It's a person's form. Nobody's ignoring the fact that they're people.
I don't understand what message they're trying to send to young women in the Northern Ireland music scene with these pictures. I mean, there was talk last night that the marketing manager was a woman. I would wonder how she would feel going to a marketing conference where it was advertised with naked women and completely ignoring the skills and ability that it takes. You know, it doesn't take in that full.
Well, I think the fact that it was a female who chose it speaks volumes as well, that she doesn't see any offence with it.
Well, I don't know. It's a stock image. We don't know if she even knows it.
So what harm does this do, Sarah?
Stephen, the harm it does, I mean, we are bombarded with these types of images all of the time. You know, it's been proven that these types of images really make issues for women in terms of their self-esteem, in terms of mental health issues. I mean, this isn't something that's been going on, you know, just recently. This isn't something that's been going on for a very long time. And it's harmful because it gives us messages subconsciously and consciously of how we should view women. And if every single day we're bombarded with these types of images, of course, men and women are just going to view women in terms of their sexual organs and in terms of...
I understand your point, but I feel like there's nothing wrong with these images. These images are fine. It's the attitude towards images of nude.
Well, that's
you know what I mean?
I have no issue with sex workers. I have no issue with any of those things. You know, women are operating within society and they need to make a living. Not a problem with that whatsoever. It's a problem that it's being used, you know, in a completely inappropriate way. And you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know...
I understand.
These sorts of images will be degrading or whatever to varying degrees to varying women. But it doesn't really matter what I say. It matters that the subject's been raised and that the singers, the bands and the customers that would be going to Filthies are aware of this type of fabrication.
All right.
Just irony, I think.
Here's
the business take.
Here's the number today, 08459-555-678. 08459-555-678. Just a bit of harmless fun, or is there something more seriously that we should be looking at with these type of posters? Laura and Sarah, thank you very much indeed.